I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Expect a mostly cloudy sky today with near steady temperatures, a high around 36 degrees. Faculty on the SIU Carbondale campus took yesterday's working meeting of the Board of Trustees to express concern about Chancellor Carlo Montemagno's proposed reorganization. Professor Patrick Dilley says the key to making the plan work is to involve the faculty, not exclude them.
Bring the faculty together, engage in these difficult discussions. Yes, the process will take longer, but in the long run, it will be better, and it will better serve the needs of the state and the students.
Dilley studied other institutions, including Arizona State University and the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, to see how their reorganizations stack up to the SIUC proposal. He says in many cases they're not the same, and SIU would have to forge its own path. But Faculty Senate President Kathleen Schwalas says not everyone is opposed.
Many faculty are coming up with proposals that make sense to them. And we're working with administration to put those proposals forward and make revisions to the reorganization plan.
Much of the opposition to the plan focuses on a call to eliminate academic departments and chairs. Trustees took no action on the proposal. They say it will come up again in future meetings. They'll hold their regular session board meeting today. The Illinois Education Association and the NEA estimate the average American teacher spends between $500 and $1,000 of their own money each year on classroom supplies. Right now, they can deduct up to $250 off their federal tax returns if they buy supplies on their own. But that deduction could go away under the GOP tax reform plan. Bridget Shanahan with the Illinois Education Association says Congress could do better with its legislation.
We believe that this is just another swipe at public education in Illinois and across the country.
NEA estimates 3.7 million teachers use that tax deduction. Shanahan says it's evidence that the provision is needed and appreciated. She adds Illinois teachers buy books, paper, pencils, art supplies, and snacks for their classrooms because they want to invest in their students' education. 11 families are suing the state for negligence. They say multiple deaths caused by a Legionnaires' disease outbreak at a veterans' home were preventable. They spoke to Chicago's public radio station, WBEZ, which cites experts calling continued problems over 3 years at the veterans' home in Quincy troubling and unusual. A 2015 Legionnaires' outbreak killed 12 people and made many others sick. Several cases have since been reported, despite pledges from Governor Bruce Rauner and others to fix the problem. The Republican, who took office in 2015, said in a Wednesday statement that his administration is deeply concerned and has taken critical steps, including following Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance. You can read more at our website, WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.